I've got a photograph somewhere, one I took on the last day I was in Colombia. The picture is of a sticker stuck on the back of a transport van, and it simply says, "Colombia is passion." I couldn't agree more, and of the many stickers we see along the way, this is probably one of the best to describe a country. Often enough, when we see the word passion, we immediately think of the bedroom and whatever goes on in there. But in Colombia, there are so many other ways in which passion is expressed. Although in every country you will find people who complain about their politicians and what have you, you will also find people who express nothing but love for everything that is national, and Colombia is no different. Passionate about politics, debates can get heated, but those are best left to the locals, not visitors. And so, as a guest, you quickly notice how passionate people in Colombia are about their food, their music, their beaches, their coffee, their art, and above all, the beauty of their country. Everything seems to steam ahead full throttle, at least in Bogota. And I should note here that I'm used to living in Bangkok, where there seems to be no difference in the velocity of life between day and nighttime. And you're sure to find things to do or places to eat, even late at night. Just got to be careful of where you venture to. The view of the city from the heights of Cerro de Monserrate in the late afternoon and early evening are stunning. Just remember the altitude, though. It might give you a reason to go nice and slow up and down the steps once you get up there. The funicular, or cable car system, will take you to the top. Unlike Bangkok, Bogota's public transit system actually seems to work quite well, particularly the Transmilenio or Bus Rapid Transit System. This bus system consists of more than 120 kilometers of priority bus lanes and transports more than 1.5 million people per day. And although there are complaints of crowded buses and long waits at stations, the system keeps the city's residents moving. What is equally interesting is the closure of nearly 121 kilometers of roads to motorized vehicles on Sunday mornings for Ciclovia. The closure allows people from all walks of life to bicycle, rollerblade, jog, walk, whatever, through many of the city's areas. Parks throughout the city along the route are also centers of activity, with street performers, bands, dancing, food, and myriad other activities, giving the city a festive atmosphere. Although there will always be complainers, this is probably one of the best ways to enjoy a weekend tour of the city, without the fear of being struck by a car. On the Sunday that I was in Bogota, I walked out of my apartment and found myself a comfortable spot along the road to take in the huge parade that was underway. Dignitaries, classic and vintage cars, equestrian schools, military bands, dancers, and Miss Colombia all participating to promote national unity. There are plenty of things to keep you busy while visiting Bogota. It's simply a matter of choosing what you want to do, and the number of days you have set aside for exploring the capital. I opted for visiting several museums and art galleries and exploring the old city, or the area known as La Candelaria. As with all places to which you travel, even your hometown, you have to maintain a certain level of vigilance for personal safety and security. You don't needlessly walk around with fancy jewelry while at home, so don't take it with you when you go abroad. All that glitter attracts attention, so ditch the bling. Dress comfortably. Don't bother bringing the latest Gucci or LV bags. And for goodness sake, leave the Rolex at home. You're on holidays. There's nobody from your social circle here that you've got to impress. Speaking of gold, however, the one museum not to miss while in Bogota is the Gold Museum, with its substantial collection of pre-Spanish artifacts and artwork on gold, and the collection of artwork from artist Botero. The art collection held by the Banco de la República is also very impressive and consists of more than 3,000 works of art. Just outside the old city area, you will also find the Museo Nacional, or the National Museum of Colombia. This, too, is a terrific museum and well worth taking some time to explore. There are obviously plenty of other places to see and areas to explore. It's only a matter of choosing where you want to go and what you prefer to see. I won't write extensively about where to dine or where the best accommodation is or where to go shopping. Again, those are elements you have to decide for yourself. Suffice it simply that I aim to whet your appetite for getting out of your comfort zone and to explore places near and far. If you want more specific details, send me a quick message.